Monday, January 22, the 22nd day of 2018. There are 343 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105, AM 870, The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we'll update you on some of the latest news headlines. And the Super Bowl 52 lineup is set. So is the Super Bowl party menu. We'll tell you about that. Plus, we've got tickets for you to see UK play in Rupp Arena tomorrow night. Courtesy of Twin Lakes Gymnastics, we'll do that with the water cooler question. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling in to my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beej. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Did you stock up on stamps on Saturday?
No.
You should have.
Okay.
Forever stamps have now risen to 50 cents a piece starting yesterday. And there's some other services that are going up as well, like Priority Mail and things. So 50 cents, a half a dollar to send something through the mail now.
That's crazy.
Now, here's something you might not also know. Even though the federal government is shut down, the United States Postal Service is not, because the United States Postal Service has an independent revenue stream other than Congress and some of our other services. So that's how they steep. That's how they keep running. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mini Burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry.
Hey.
It's Monday. Time to break it down. Ooh. How's Misty? I am feeling a little weak today.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah?
I'm glad it's warmer temps up, but it makes it weird in the building because the
it does make it. That's right.
It stuffy.
Odd temperature in the studio. Sure. Also, we've got a light out. It's really starting to bug me.
Mm-hmm.
It feels darker in the studio than it should just because of one single light. Right? Notice how much
right
darker it is?
Head, yes.
Exactly. Exactly. So you'd think I'd find the time
today
to fix that. Exactly. It's a little harder. So question, are you ladies tired from all that marching this weekend?
I mean, I'm a little confused.
You look nice in your pink hats.
Yeah. I don't have a pink hat. What are they wanting?
Well, I think it depends upon who you ask.
Okay. I did not watch any of it.
Yeah, I didn't spend any time consuming any of it, but it was hard to miss. All the news channels wanted to point out that the marches were going on in various places. So, but I do think that single-handedly this movement has saved the pink yarn industry.
Sure. There's always a silver lining. Or a pink lining, I guess, in this place.
Yeah. I mean, hey. And so the NFL conference championships were held yesterday. The New England Patriots, much to the chagrin of a lot of people, get back for their 10th Super Bowl, which is the most appearance of all time of any team.
Okay.
And Tom Brady gets to his 8th appearance. And you get the Philadelphia Eagles. People in Pennsylvania, particularly people in Pennsylvania, cannot say Eagles. Just like they can't say Steelers. It's the Stillers and Eagles.
Stillers and Eagles.
If you're from Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or anywhere in Middle Pennsylvania, sure. It's the Stillers and Eagles.
Okay.
Because they can't do Eagles or Steelers like we can. So you get Philadelphia Eagles, and you get the which means to you Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
Versus basically New England clam chowder.
Clam chowder. I know she's probably not, but no.
Now,
I am.
Force me to do some other deeper research.
Good.
Okay. Philadelphia cream cheese.
Yay.
Right.
Always
so recipes. Oh, you can make lots of recipes.
I have a whole Philadelphia
cream cheese. Okay.
I'll bring you.
Then there are other things from New England, from the Boston area as well. You got Boston butt.
Yep.
They take offense to the Boston baked beans anymore. They say they're so over those.
Yeah.
But they do. They don't mind the Boston cream pie.
I'm pretty good with all those things you just said.
But can I tell you something that I also learned about Philadelphia? Philadelphia, Philly cheesesteak number one, but hoagies number two.
Huh.
There's a particular way of making hoagies in Philly. There's also a couple other things that I found out in doing some reading yesterday. Arby's actually acknowledges that their iconic roast beef sandwich is fashioned after a restaurant in Philadelphia named Kelly's.
Yay! We've got the meats.
I'm so excited. Because my deal with hoagies is the bread. The bread is too hard for me.
Right.
I don't like it.
Sure.
So it's too much bread.
I'm just saying things may be looking up.
So we'll watch the Super Bowl at an Arby's is what you're saying.
No, Arby's coming to us. The mountain is coming to Muhammad.
Woohoo!
You know?
Yeah.
So that's... It should be fun figuring that out in the next couple of weeks. I still may. You know, our good friend Jamie, she talked about how she makes like the host location. Mm-hmm. She's like wherever it's being hosted, which I tried. But then it came into being the same boring stuff all the time. However, when the New England Patriots go to 10 Super Bowls, that makes the menu pretty boring in a hurry as well.
Sure.
So I'm still considering doing a Minneapolis-centric dish.
Okay. You just let me know what time.
I will.
Right? I'm pretty sure we'll eat it.
I'll let you know.
I'll just show up.
About 7 o'clock this morning, there was a rock slide down Highway 88 at the Grayson-Hart County line. KYTC Transportation District 4 was working to remedy that. If you'll allow me, I'll check to see if we've received notice of that being clear. They thought it would take an hour and a half or so. And I've not received anything in the last few minutes saying that's cleaned up. So anyway, if you needed to go to Mumfordville from Grayson County or down through that area, you might want to proceed with caution before you go through there. And we'll try and update you when it is clear. Let's see. Got another story about a DUI on Sadler Road, which I will get to in just a moment. But I can tell you Friday night, a Clarkson woman became the fourth person charged in the murder investigation of the Ohio County man discovered in a toolbox in Spring Fork Creek in August of 2016. Mm. The arrest warrant for 59-year-old Melanie Howard, whose address is listed as North Patterson Street, states that she was an instrumental and complicit in every way in the murder and disposal of 29-year-old Tremaine McCall's body.
Wow, that's terrible.
Howard was arrested on a KSP warrant by Clarkson Police Chief Buck Meredith and Grayson County Special Deputy Mark Stanton, and he has been charged with murder. She has been charged with kidnapping, murder, tampering with physical evidence, and an unlawful imprisonment. She is being held in the Grayson County Detention Center. So now a total of four people incarcerated in that situation. And if there are more, I presume we will hear more about it. Taking you back to a story over, this happened last night, about 11:15, the Grayson County Sheriff's Office worked an accident at the intersection of Shrewsbury and Sadler Roads on a possible alcohol-related accident. Deputies found a Dodge Ram 1500 pickup truck in a ditch at that intersection. 59-year-old David Lertzema of Caneyville, 59 years of age, admitted to deputies that he had been drinking. He was given a field sobriety test, which he failed. He also displayed slurred speech and was unsteady on his feet. He was transported to Twin Lakes Regional, then to Grayson County Detention Center. It seems he was traveling west on Sadler Road, approached Shrewsbury Road, left the roadway, traveled into a 3 to 4 foot ditch. So there's the situation there. Going back to Friday, the Grayson County Fiscal Court meeting, which was moved from Tuesday because of weather,
to Friday afternoon. Grayson County Attorney Clay Ratley updated magistrates on his review of the county's contract with DLZ Architecture, an engineering firm, regarding the expansion of the Grayson County Detention Center. Back in December at their meeting, magistrates approved a contract with the firm, pending a review of the contract by Ratley. He said at the December meeting that the 28-page single-space document is pretty standard but needed time to review. During that review, he noted that in a section contract detailing the disputes that may arise between the firm and the county, if mediation does not solve the issue, the county wanted to use litigation in lieu of binding arbitration. They basically didn't want to sign their way, their ability to have litigation involved. And then also he wanted to see more firm timelines along the way when certain work is expected to be performed, so they could know whether they were on track, ahead of schedule, or behind schedule. And the magistrates accepted those recommendations and continued to move forward. Renee Boucher has been charged with a federal crime.
Oh, really?
Attacking a member of Congress.
Oh, okay.
So while the issue is over a yard dispute, a lawn maintenance dispute, in particular, the more we learn, we think it's about a leaf and brush pile. Like maybe the senator is big on composting.
Oh.
And Renee Boucher is not big on composting.
I can see where that would come to fisticuffs.
Yes, that's right. And so his lawyer was arguing that it was a trivial matter, has nothing to do with political, anything like that. But still, there had been a federal investigation, and he could face prison time, up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
You know, maybe we put our congressmen and women in T-shirts that say, swing at me 10 years. Just to remind the everyday citizen that, you know, when they're a congressperson.
That's right.
There's a little more time when you take a swing at them.
Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles is inviting Kentucky Proud members to apply to participate in programs that help showcase the state's farm sector. The Kentucky Proud Farm to Fork and Promotional Grants programs are administered by the State Agriculture Department. Funding comes from a grant from the KADF, that's the Ag Development Fund. Quarles says the programs highlight Kentucky Proud products produced by farmers and agribusinesses. He says his department looks forward to reviewing applications for both programs. I'm sure you can track down information on that. Saw Commissioner Quarles on the State of the Commonwealth broadcast the other night. He stood out to me, but I also got tickled because when the governor entered the chamber, when he got to the end of the aisle, old Andy Dandytail Bashir was standing there along with Allison Lundergan Grimes, and it was weird to see the governor and the attorney general. So you got Griswold and Andy Dandytail that have to make nice and shake hands, right, for everybody that's watching. Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder which one squeezed a little tighter. Like, how's it going?
Yeah. Or had one of those buzzers in a palm.
One had a buzzer.
Yeah.
One had a flower on his lapel.
Invisible ink.
That's exactly right.
Or disappearing ink. That's what it is.
A coroner says a Kentucky judge executive charged with using his position to solicit gifts and payments has been found dead at his home.
What?
Union County Coroner Stephen Schaus says that the body of 44-year-old Joseph L. Jody Jenkins was discovered yesterday morning. Schaus says an autopsy is planned today at a medical examiner's office in Madisonville. Jenkins was charged in September with four counts of scheming to defraud the county. Federal prosecutor said Jenkins was accused of soliciting and accepting approximately $20,000 in cash in 2014 in his official position as Union County Judge Executive. That surely can't be coincidence.
I wouldn't think
but so. Perhaps. Alcohol regulators in Kentucky have filed a proposal that would repeal rules limiting the number of licenses available for retail packaged liquor stores and buy-the-drink liquor sales. Now, this is a headline. The way that the story is presented in the beginning sends quite an alarm for a lot of people, including myself, who thinks, do we really need to relax this rule at this point?
Mm-hmm.
The proposed administrative regulations are stirring opposition. The Kentucky Alcoholic Beverage Control Board filed the proposal last month. Now, important to note here, it's the actual board itself that's filed for this change. It's not a legislator somewhere saying, mm-hmm. hey, let's try and do this. It's not coming from a constituent group, apparently, but it is causing people to give pause. Retired Southern Baptist minister Donald Cole of Webster County says he fears, quote, a bar or liquor store on every other corner if the new regulations take effect. That's a pretty common refrain that you hear. Then you have someone else says the more alcohol sales you have, the more social problems you have. You hear that one a lot as well. Currently, the number of licenses is limited based on a community's population. So that's one license mm-hmm. per 2,300 people for package stores and one license per 2,500 people for drink sales. To give you an idea, Litchfield is on the precipice of a third based upon its population. Currently, there are only two licenses in Litchfield, mm-hmm. but there could be a third pending the next outcome of, I don't know if it'll take a census or just a population update. But State Representative C. Wesley Morgan, who's been in the news a lot the last couple of years, one, it was his daughter that was exchanging the messages with the, she was the tall drink of water, mm-hmm. you know, and then mm-hmm. he's in the liquor store business. Mm-hmm. See, Wesley Morgan is. He owns four liquor stores. He was the guy 2 years ago who was found to be transporting illegally liquor across county lines,
yes.
which wasn't that big of a deal, but it was still illegal at that particular time.
Right.
He says that changing this rule would get a ton of opposition. He says you either regulate the alcohol industry or not. He's a Republican from Richmond. He says this goes toward deregulation and hurts existing businesses. So far, when you hear that they're going to take away the population-based thing,
mm-hmm.
well, that's a scary thing. And certainly here in Grayson County and Litchfield, we're in our infancy with this issue and the perhaps ripple effect, the pros and the cons against this being blended into our society, if you will. What the ABC is asking for is their ability. They would still do the same vetting. They would still do the same investigating. They would still do the same oversight. They would still do everything they're already doing. It just would not be population-based.
Right.
Because I fear, if you just say they're taking away the population quotient to it, the fear I get is there will be too much of a saturation, and it's true. You'll have 10 liquor stores in a town that can only support two,
mm-hmm.
and none of them will be successful, and it'll create eyesores everywhere, you know, because you've got the signage and all those things that are left behind when some of them fail. But if the ABC were going to say, you're basically going to end up with the same end result, but we might be able to control it a little bit better. We might not grant a third license just because it's 2,300. See, that's the other thing. People come back and say, just as soon as Litchfield goes over that mark, then the law kind of says now they have to award that third license. The ABC may be saying now we wouldn't necessarily have to do that. So we hear it as there could be more, but we also have to think there could be less.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it will get lots of opposition because people will fear mm-hmm. the chance that it's going to be more. They're happy with less.
Right.
They'll fear that it could be more. So stay tuned on that. Big weekend in sports. The University of Louisville survived Boston College. They led big for a long time yesterday, 77-69. My mamma, she was in a hurry to get out of church yesterday. she made it.
Come on.
As soon as the amens were said, she was like beeline to yep. the parking lot. She's like, there's a ball game getting ready to start. The U of L women were defeated by Florida State 50-49. It's the first loss for the U of L women. They were ranked number 2 in the country, so we'll see if they. Louisville now, I guess this is right, comes from the Associated Press. It said Louisville women now visit Miami in a Thursday morning matchup. Do they play women's college basketball in the morning, in the middle of the week?
I don't know when they play it. You don't hear a whole lot about it.
When you're number 2 in the country, you do.
Yeah, but what's
I know, that's my thing. Do they? Is this like a businessman special? You know, you go out in the middle of the day and watch a basketball game when you're supposed to be working?
I don't know.
Florida rallied to upset the Cats 66-64. And it was no better at Diddle Arena. Middle Tennessee defeated the top 66-62, but a raucous crowd in Diddle Arena on Saturday night. Police in Maine have accused a man of punching himself in the face three times to avoid a sobriety test. Police in Belfast say they found 27-year-old Brian Fogg in his car stuck in a ditch last week. Reports say that police say when they tried to test his blood alcohol level, Fogg punched himself in the face, causing him to bleed. Police tended to his injuries, and instead of giving him the test, they fixed his injuries, but later he was arrested and charged.
Good grief.
Punch yourself in the face all you want. You're still going to the Who's Gap. There he is. There's his mugshot.
Can you be charged for assault on self?
He probably should be able to do that, but that may be Pandora's box. Sometimes you're doing society a favor by doing that. We got to get to a break. We'll be back with more here on In the Know from K105 at AM 870 The Moose. In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are ready for all your gift-giving needs, birthdays, anniversaries, thank you gifts, whatever it might be. Stop by, see Vera Bradley, Simply Southern, Case Knives, and Brighton, plus fresh-cut floral arrangements for any occasion at Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they're celebrating Celebration of Life Day. A lot of churches had Sanctity of Life Sunday yesterday, and it is also Hot Sauce Day today.
Hmm.
So put a little hot sauce on
whatever you're having.
Well, yeah. I guess a lot of people put hot sauce on, you know, lots of things.
Yeah.
Mostly everything. I think a little hot sauce goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So have you made your Super Bowl pick already just based upon what you know? Again, you have no vested interest in foods now. The foods you're going to get are the foods you're going to get no matter the outcome of the game.
Sure.
So, the New England Patriots, or the Philadelphia Eagles?
I have to go Patriots because my husband has been a Patriots fan as long as I've known him.
Okay, so you're staying on the bandwagon.
Yep.
I don't know, really. I super do not care. But I guess I'll go with the Eagles.
All right.
That sounds fun.
My money's on Justin Timberlake.
Sure.
Well, we'll talk about it. Here's everything you need to know. 4th of February, 2018, just learned before the show, the Thomases had a trip canceled last minute, so it means Super Bowl's still in play.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news. It'll be at 5:30 Central Time. That's the kickoff at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is on NBC, so you get Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth and Michelle Tafoya. Pink will be singing the national anthem. So I got to figure out, does Pink sing fast or does Pink sing slow?
I say slow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's going to give it a little extra. I don't think she gives it. I don't think she goes really long like Christina Aguilera.
No.
I think she's in the 125 range. I don't think she's in the 150, even 140 range. I think she's somewhere around 128, 132.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Justin Timberlake, it's been 15 years since the infamous wardrobe malfunction.
Wow.
That was in the 03 Super Bowl. So, more than a decade later, expect the songs you know, songs you don't know, and maybe a cover or two, and there's got to be special guests. His NSYNC buddies have to come back, I would think.
One would think.
At least for one song.
I don't know.
And I think you've got to bring Janet Jackson back.
I think you got to have Jimmy with him.
Jimmy?
Fallon.
Oh, well, that's true. They could do a Camp Winnipesaukee skit during the, you know, that's pretty good. A big question mark for Patriots fans is whether Gronk makes it back. So Rob Gronkowski left due to the concussion protocol. yesterday in the game, so he's got 2 weeks to recover. We'll see. Tom Brady's hand looked pretty good in the game yesterday. That was a question mark. And you heard Blake mention a few years ago. So, no, a few minutes ago. Nick Foles, the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, you heard about the day he had yesterday. So I'll ask you, ladies, did Nick Foles, was he the regular season MVP of the NFL?
I mean.
Say no.
No.
No. He wasn't even the starter until middle December.
Oh, yeah, I've read something about that.
So he started, he almost gave up football a few years ago. And then he got hired to return to Philadelphia, which is where he was drafted originally, as a backup to Carson Wentz, who had a gangbuster season, then tore his ACL December 10th, I think at the Rams. And so this Foles guy stepped in, and the world assumed the season was over for the Eagles, including myself. And now they just went, so this guy has stepped right in. And
That's hard not to like. I do love a Hope Cinderella story thing.
Yep. Well, and I think, like we said, people are just begging for a reason for the Patriots not to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if you know who's going to win every year, it's like, well.
Yeah.
Delta, as far as I know, was the first airline that I ever flew on that I can remember. Okay, I flew as a baby, but I don't know what airline it was on. But when I was in high school, I flew on Delta. And so I've always had a soft spot for Delta Airlines.
Not me.
Even though my wife, that's her least favorite. Ooh. Although you've flown them recently, and your experience has been fine.
Yeah,
there's one particular incident in your mind that has jaundiced your view of Delta. But for me, Delta is finding their way back around. I've been an American Airlines guy for the last few years.
That was my first flight. American.
Delta is cracking down on emotional support animals.
Now, I kind of like this.
Get it, Delta. They're calling crap on your comfort duck. Okay?
Comfort duck. No,
seriously?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
What if it's the Aflac duck?
In a move that should make flying Delta less interesting but more pleasant, especially for flight attendants, they're the ones that have to clean up after these emotional support animals, by the way.
Yeah.
Delta announced Friday that it's cracking down on the practice of allowing emotional support animals in the cabin on flights, citing an 84% increase in, quote, animal incidents.
Ew.
So if there's an 84% increase in incidents, imagine the increase on the number of animals on flights,
right.
Mostly involving, well, noise, biting, leave-behinds. this is just in the last 2 years, an 84% increase in the last 2 years. The press release calls BS on whether your support duck was actually necessary.
I like it.
Quote, Delta employees reported increased acts of aggression, barking, growling, lunging, and biting from service and support animals, behavior not typically seen in these animals when properly trained and working. These support animals, see, you people who can't tell the difference between I like to have my animal and I need my animal,
mm-hmm.
are ruining it for the people that need their animal.
Yeah. Agreed.
Because what business is going to tell a person who's trying to game the system, now, I don't think you need an emotional support animal when they really, really don't.
How about a Valium?
Aren't there other ways of doing this? Aren't there and even organic, natural ways of doing this? Or can you do
oil.
It through meditation? Can you do it through just breathing exercises? Can you do, does it really, how did humans survive these millennia? Without comfort dogs.
Well, but aren't some dogs angst up too? What if the dog gets up there and kills over because it has a panic attack?
Well, I mean there's some leave behind, so I'm assuming.
That's what I'm saying. It's calling crap on the plane. Get me off the plane. Throw me out the window.
I know there are instances and individuals who legitimately need the use of a service animal. I think those who with sight impairments are the ones we think of most often.
Sure.
Because they've been, we've known about them longer, mm-hmm. and they're more common. And I'm here to tell you that I think in some instances, comfort, support, anxiety, those things, that can be useful. My problem is that people take advantage. Mm-hmm. Wherever you will leave an opportunity for them to wiggle in their comforts, not their medical necessities, their comforts, they will. And this is kind of where our problem is as a society. It's your desires then infringe upon my sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave your animal at home. You know, and so I hate to say we're going to just have to say no one can have them. But at the rate in which we're growing, the people who have decided they need them, then I would go for that before I would go for everybody just do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess we're going to have to get a private plane.
You're going to have separate planes, separate flights.
You have pet-friendly hotels, so maybe
sure.
you'll have pet-friendly airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't want to be on those, you just won't fly on those. Maybe that works. I guess that's fair to everyone. Who knows? Speaking of flying, do you know the lady who is the serial plane stowaway? Her name is Marilyn Hartman, and she's the one who makes it her living to try and stow away on flights going various places.
That's just so funny to me.
Seriously, how does she do this?
She's a 66-year-old lady who is a serial stowaway who was caught yet again after sneaking through security at O'Hare Airport last week without a ticket or passport, but not before she made it all the way to London. And that's England, not
Holy
Kentucky.
Smokes. Oh, wow.
She lives in Grays Lake, Illinois. She has made a hobby of ducking the TSA. Her arrest last week was at least the 10th time she's been caught trying to slip past airport security without a plane ticket. She was busted for a stunt at least 8 times in 2014. In 2015, she was arrested twice in 2 months at O'Hare and Midway, and she's also been nabbed in California and Arizona. She stowed away in a cargo compartment before.
Wow. Good grief.
That's pretty bending.
That is bending.
She has this kind of luck against the TSA. What about other people? You're right? It makes me a little nervous.
Who doesn't see her up there?
We got to get to a break.
Go through.
Your chance to win UK basketball tickets from Twin Lakes Gymnastics coming up here on In the Know.
I am not trying to do that.
Did you know, next to the United States Army, Disney is the largest buyer and importer of explosives in the United States of America.
I believe that. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, of course, you think beyond the Army, who really needs them in that way? And then you think, well, Disney, I mean, for the number of fireworks
wow.
they have and pyrotechnics. And it's not just the big nightly displays, but it's everything. It's in all their entertainment shows that they mm-hmm. use those, but you know, and they still do some of that. Not everything is CGI in movies. So
wow.
even in the Indiana Jones stunt spectacular
yep.
alone at the studios, lots of explosions going off there. So I guess that makes sense, but it's a little odd. Here's today's water cooler question. Up for grabs today, 2 tickets to Rupp Arena tomorrow night to see the Cats host Mississippi State. And this courtesy of Twin Lakes Gymnastics by the ballpark there in Clarkson, new classes and forming all the time for starting your gymnastics abilities. So it's a good exercise and learning new skills. You can do that at Twin Lakes Gymnastics. Call 270-259-6000 if you want to answer today's water cooler question, and it is, 75% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do it with a partner. 75% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do it with a partner. Oh, dear Lord. 270-259-6000.
Gotta be right.
I don't know. Have you seen Mom do that?
We haven't worked out, honey. But... I have actually seen the results of that from yours. Yes. Think about it.
270-259-6000. 75% of us do this alone, but would prefer to do it with a partner. Oh, I can't wait to hear these. Now let's go to the phone. Ashley, you get first shot.
Is it drive to work?
Drive to work.
Aww.
It is correct, Amundo.
You weren't supposed to win on the first one. I wanted some answers. Huh. Good job, Ashley.
I expected Ashley was going to say take a bath.
No, I don't need any company.
Hold on, Ashley.
Tub's not that big.
Do you want to share your answers?
I said eat out or cook.
Okay. All right. And?
Mine is grocery shopping.
Grocery shopping.
We've nailed that. We got it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't take Jason with me because the cart's full of pot pies and burritos. Anything in a box.
That's good.
Yeah. Pre-made, wrapped. Looks like cardboard is involved.
How do you like your food? In a box.
That's what he says.
Yep. Microwave.
Yeah. Yep. What are we having for dinner? Something out of a box.
Whatever's in the box. SAG Awards last night. I didn't watch a minute of this, of course.
I didn't either.
But the winner of the motion picture was Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Gary Oldman won Outstanding Male Lead Actor in a Drama. Frances McDormand won Female Actress for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing. Sam Rockwell won for male in a supporting role for Three Billboards. Allison Janney from I, Tonya won supporting female actor for TV. The show was This Is Us. The comedy was Veep. Sterling K. Brown, who plays Randall on This Is Us, won the outstanding male actor in a drama. Claire Foy from The Crown won female actor in a drama series. We know anybody that watches The Crown? Misty, do you watch The Crown?
We do, actually.
I started it, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What is it on? What network is it on?
It's a Netflix
deal. It's a Netflix deal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. An outstanding performance by a male actor in a comedy, William H. Macy for Shameless, Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Veep, and outstanding performance by a female actor in a TV movie or limited series, Nicole Kidman, Big Little Lies.
That's also good.
The winners. Sterling K. Brown, first black actor to win the SAG Award in his character, in his category. At the box office over the weekend, Jumanji comes out on top for the third consecutive weekend with a $20 million period. 12 Strong was at number 2, Den of Thieves at 3, The Post at 4, The Greatest Showman at 5. I definitely would like to see 12 Strong, and I want to see The Post. And at some point in time, I want to see The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, I'm good with all those other than The Great Showman. I don't know that I would care for that.
I don't think you're going to be able to dig it.
Yeah, but I would like to see Jumanji myself.
Yeah, eventually I'll.
I had a kid go see it over the weekend. He really liked it.
I think the Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart juxtaposition would be pretty good. I like The Rock. There was about 10 minutes when I watched wrestling, and it's when The Rock was sort of like peaking in the WWE. Then I figured, there's enough drama and soap opera and stuff in the world. I don't really need wrestling's help. Okay? But I've always admired the story, you know, the way he started out as a wrestler, paid his dues, and now he's the biggest superstar in the world right now. I do not, however, think I can be down with a musical about Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Called The People's Rock.
Yeah, I'm not for sure about that either.
According to the Metro in London, Johnson is the guiding light for The People's Rock, a stage production set to premiere in London next week during the Vault Festival. Yeah, I think you've kind of outkicked your coverage. All right. You had me at wrestler.
Yep.
You had me at, you were a wrestling legend, action movie star, biggest movie star in the world, right? Celebrity. You know, you could even convince me at some point in time you wanted to be the governor of Hawaii.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you for president, but governor of Hawaii, I could be on board with at least having a conversation about that.
Right. Out of musical.
I don't. Do you like pancakes? I don't even. That was his. If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
True.
I don't want that.
Yeah, that was so terrible.
I don't want any of that.
I'm sad for him now.
Right? What makes me sad is that it says he's behind it. If some group had come along and said, we love you so much, we want to make a musical, mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, that's on them.
Right.
But if he's involved, this is on
him. I'm very sad for him, though.
We're going to get to a break. Come back and finish it up for the morning here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose. MD's point to ponder for today. So there's no I in team.
Nope.
Shouldn't there be an I in Cyclops?
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, am I wrong or does Cyclops mean one eye?
It does mean one eye. I think you're onto something.
Then why they use a Y? No.
Why? Why is the
Y? I'm
grassroots effort.
I'm performing the rest of the show under protest because no one can give me a good explanation for why it's Y instead of I.
Dang English language.
I read this little nugget. We may have to go to Wikipedia to prove that this is true or not, but Wikipedia was launched this week 17 years ago.
Huh.
Wikipedia is the sixth most visited site in the world.
Wow.
Facebook is 1, Google is 2, YouTube is 3, Twitter is 4, Amazon is 5, then Wikipedia. This is some heavy hitters. By the way, those are worldwide. Those aren't just U.S.
I can see that. That makes. I mean, I use Wikipedia a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's helpful.
I do, too.
I mean, sometimes it is a people-editable thing.
It is.
So, you know, it's not, but it's probably just as good as the real encyclopedia. Because a lot of that information is dated as of the time that, like, every time a new encyclopedia is printed, like, that information is only as good as that moment. Mm-hmm. That moment. On television tonight, Zach Galifianakis is on Jimmy Kimmel. Greg Kinnear is on Fallon. James Corden is on Colbert. And The Bachelor is back tonight. Oh, The Bachelor. Have you ever watched The Bachelor?
Long time ago, when it first came out.
Yeah, Anna was teeny tiny.
Yeah. But then it just
I had nothing else to watch.
Yeah.
I was back in the three channels.
You only got channel 13.
Yeah.
Today's highlight in history. This day, 1968, the fast-paced sketch comedy program Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In premiered as a weekly series on NBC. You bet your sweet Bippy. In 1498, during his third voyage to the Western Hemisphere, Christopher Columbus arrived at the present-day Caribbean island of St. Vincent. In 1938, Thornton Wilder's play Our Town was performed publicly for the first time in Princeton, New Jersey.
One of the best ever.
10 years ago today, Heath Ledger was found dead of an accidental prescription overdose in his New York City apartment at age 28. The New England Patriots scored another AFC championship with a 36-17 rout of the Steelers 1 year ago today, and the Atlanta Falcons blew out the Green Bay Packers in the NFC championship game 44-21. Birthdays today. Singer Steve Perry is 69. Country singer Teddy Gentry is 66. DJ Jazzy Jeff is 53. Guy Fieri is 50. Balthazar Getty is 43 today. Gone but not forgotten. Sir Francis Bacon was born in 1561. He's the guy that we named Bacon for.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mr. Bacon.
Maybe. He was more famous for his philosophy.
Oh.
Lord Byron was born this date in 1788.
Bacon serves me better than philosophy.
Sam Cooke in 1931. Bill Bixby in 1934. You know who Bill Bixby is? He's from the television show The Incredible Hulk, but he's not The Incredible Hulk. Mm. He's David Banner.
Oh, okay.
So he played the human version of The Incredible Hulk.
Gotcha.
His most famous line, "Don't make me angry."
Yeah.
"You wouldn't like me if I was angry, or you won't like me when I'm angry." That's how he said, "Back off."
Mm-hmm.
That's Hulk's way of saying, "Talk to the Hulk hand."
Mm-hmm.
Get
before
back.
It is the Hulk hand.
That's right. And Michael Hutchence was born this day in 1960 from NXS. I got in trouble yesterday for making fun of Buddy Holly and Chart Toppers.
Uh-oh.
I thought I caught my Uncle Hub asleep.
Mm-hmm.
To where I could make fun of, oh boy, Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Nope.
And no,
he
called me out and he said, "And you went on and played more of Barry Manilow's I Write the Songs."
I was mad about that too, just for the record, if you're scoring.
But here's the other problem. Where he called me out, I was in a public place with Caneyville legend Debbie Duke.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a big Barry Manilow fan.
Oh, okay. So she had
so I can't go dogging Barry Manilow.
Mm.
I did say, "I played Barry Manilow for Debbie Duke."
Nice save.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll use all available resources.
Right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
As necessary. Today's chart toppers, 1961, Lawrence Welk and Calcutta. Record skipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a confession to make.
Oh, dear.
So, you wouldn't be surprised to learn. I showed you a piece on it the other day. I love the Henry Ford's Innovation Nation, hosted by Mo Rocca. Mm-hmm. It's on Saturday morning television. I love it.
Okay.
Okay. So, as a result, on Saturday morning, I have a tendency to hang around. Because if that's on, or it's getting ready to come on, or it's in the middle of, I'll wind it back and watch it. All right? Not that surprising. But I got to tell you, I'm kind of secretly hooked on Lucky Dog.
I knew it. Well, so the first time I thought, well, it was just on. Because I thought, that's really not his deal.
Is this right. The show about the dogs that have saved people?
No.
It's the dogs that get saved.
Yeah, it's the guy that saves the dogs.
Oh, okay.
And he finds them homes and he
trains them.
Yes.
Yeah, finds good homes, teaches them how to swim, and then the reunion. And when they get different collars based upon whether they've completed their training.
I've just briefly seen a snippet of this on Saturday mornings.
I knew it.
No one, but that's the thing.
I had not said a word.
You would,
No one would ever guess
that I would like the show Lucky Dog.
No, the first time I kind of cocked my eyebrow like, well, that's not really his deal.
Hey, but watching TV again.
1970, B.J. Thomas. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. One of the biggest stars to ever play Grayson County, B.J. Thomas.
Really? He did? Yep. I didn't know that.
Performed on the football field at Grayson County High School.
I think I did know that.
Circa 1981, two, something in that range.
Okay. Huh. Well, who knew?
Mm-hmm. And I would bet you a picture of Benjamin Franklin that he sang that song.
I'm going to go with yep.
I didn't say it had to be on the $100 bill. It'd just be any old picture of Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
Let's see. 1979 was the year.
That's a great year.
Heard of a guy named Rod Stewart?
Yeah. Let's see.
Asking a very important question.
Everyone get your mirror out and ask yourself.
I'm going to go out out on a limb and say that soccer team that he made a bet with, that if they won the championship, he would cut his hair.
Yes.
I'm going with they didn't win, or we would know
it. Photos, right.
Yeah, but so we would see it if he cut his hair.
Sure. I would think so.
Right, that's because the world would be dying to know. Although Rod Stewart, if he had to cut his hair to settle a bet, he could just hide for 6 months, a year, or whatever. Of course, what if Rod Stewart cut all his hair and then it didn't grow back?
Like somebody's eyebrows. There's girls that get black happy and stuff like that.
1988, NXL. Goddess this moment. 21st century's yesterday. Definitely gone too soon on Michael Hutchins.
Mm-hmm.
And is that your favorite NXS song? Do you have a favorite one?
Yeah, probably Mystified.
Mystified's
sure.
Good. Mm-hmm. Devil Inside's pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah, it's okay. Yes. I think I like Mystified better.
All right, enough Mariah Carey. That was Don't Forget About Us in 2006. And 3 years ago today.
Hallelujah.
I believe it's 3 years ago already on this song, number one.
Wow.
Of course, remember, this was his off hit. This was between albums.
Don't believe me, just watch.
MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Are you ready?
Get ready.
Anything you need to share with us before we go?
Good.
Shouts of joy, airing your grievances. Here you go. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. The expert in anything was once a beginner. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.